Oh, there it is. Whoa. All right, here we go. Sweet. Super excited to be here with you guys tonight. I feel very, very blessed and very honored to have been asked to come and just talk to you guys and tell you guys a little bit about me and my life. So, like I said, my name is Abby. Some of you guys might know me as like that random missionary from that place that nobody's ever heard of in Centerburg. Oh, come on, one person knows where it's at. Let's go. That's amazing. Some of you also might know me as Bill and Carol's granddaughter, which is also exciting news. Let's hear it for them. Yeah. And they're like, oh, she already made it awkward. Dang it. No, it's fine. Sweet. So I'll answer to either of those, or just Abby is fine also. But like I said, I am a missionary out at a place called Damascus Catholic Mission Campus, and that's in Centerburg, Ohio. If you have heard of it, great, that's exciting. But if you haven't, I'm going to tell you about it because that's what I love to do. So Damascus actually started as a Catholic youth summer camp about 18 now years ago. And they kind of ran these summer camp programs for youth because they realized that there was a need for the youth of this area, right? It started in Columbus. But they realized that there was a need for the youth of the church, right, for Christian youth to be able to have an opportunity to encounter the person of Jesus in a real and in a radical way. And so what was born from this desire and from this realization was this summer camp where people would come and they would give up their summer. It started out as only a couple weeks, but it's grown to about 9 weeks over the summer. And people would come and they would put on this summer camp for these kids, and they would invite anybody to just come and to experience these high adventure activities, all the while learning about what it looks like to have a high adventure faith life. So what it looks like to be like intimately in relationship with the person of Jesus. And it was such a beautiful mission that it started rapidly growing, right? Because people, once they encounter Jesus, they can't get enough. And so it kept growing and it kept growing until over the last 18 years, about 3 years ago, this summer camp that was existing and it was growing and it was becoming more and more popular. The dream was always to have our own campsite. So we had been like traveling to different campsites around Ohio and kind of like hosting our camps there. But the dream was to always have a permanent place where God's presence could be hosted and where we could continue to be like a light to the world, not just like Central Ohio, but beyond to the rest of the state, but even to the rest of the nation and eventually the world. Was the dream that we had. And so enter Damascus. About 3 years ago, we received an incredible blessing in the way of a donation and able to build our very own campsite. And since then, in the last 3 years, this campsite has been built from the ground up, and it has become kind of like a, first words that come to mind are safe haven, really. But it's exactly what the intention was, right? A place that just like hosts the presence of God in such a real way. It's a place where people can come to experience like refreshment, but also to experience encounter for the first time in their lives. And so what my life as a missionary looks like is we, during the year when we're not running our summer camp programs, we host different schools from around the state of Ohio and also different groups and different churches. And they come in and they bring their middle schoolers and their high schoolers, and they send them to us for these 3-day long retreats typically. And during this time, right, it's still kind of the same idea that like through these high adventure activities, right, we would challenge these kids to see their God-given identity. We would challenge them to see that they were made to be strong and empowered, and that they were made to be like completed and whole. And we give them opportunities through whether it's like praise and worship or prayer to encounter the person of Jesus. And I can't even begin to tell you guys how much seeing this process happen in all of these young people over the last 3 years since I've been working there, it's changed my heart as well, as one could expect. Being able to encounter and to see thousands of young people come through, like not knowing what it is that they were searching for, and leave finally with an understanding, even just a little bit of a better grasp of what we're all searching for, right? Which is Jesus. And so it's been an incredible journey. Like I said, I've been there for about 3 years, but I also was a camper at this summer camp back in the day when I was in high school. And one of my favorite things that we get to do there is that actually with every group that comes in on retreat, with every group of young people that come to us, we have the beautiful opportunity to teach these kids, who most of which have grown up like in Christian families or Catholic families, and they've been told all of their lives about this God that they haven't been given an opportunity to know in a real way. And so one of my favorite things that we get to do is we actually get to teach them how to hear the voice of God. And I'm going to have you guys close your eyes for just a second. I'm going to trust you here. And if you think, we can be honest here, if you guys think that you very clearly like hear the voice of God every single day of your life, I want you to just go ahead and like raise your hand. Awesome. You can put your hands down. Sweet. So guys, what I want to do tonight is I want to kind of walk you guys through this process that we have. It's kind of like we call it like an activation, right? Because it activates these things inside of us that are naturally there, that are given to us by God, and allows us to encounter him in a real way. And so what I want you guys to do is, if you have a longing, have a desire, and I think you do because you're here, if you have a desire to hear the voice of God and to know who he is as the person of God, I want you guys to just place your hands out in your lap tonight. And we're going to close our eyes again. And I'm going to show you guys something really cool. So with your eyes closed, I want you guys to just picture a Christmas tree and give me a thumbs up when you see it in your mind. Awesome. So that's everyone in the room. This is good news. You guys all have imaginations, and that's really exciting. So again, with your eyes closed, I want you guys to say your name, your full name, in your head, and give me a thumbs up when you hear it. Amazing. And last one, with your eyes still closed, I want you guys to picture a pen writing out the word cat, and give me a thumbs up when you see it. Amazing. So guys, you all are probably very aware that you have this ability inside of you already. It's probably something that like you see and you hear and you feel every day of your lives, right? This like voice in our minds, are these like pictures that we see, right? We probably have like dreams, or we probably talk to ourselves a lot. I know I do. But the really cool thing about our imagination is that it's actually a gift that God gave us when he created us. And if we allow him, he can use it to speak to us in a very real way. And so we all said that we're interested in like hearing the voice of God tonight. And so I'm going to challenge us in just a minute, using this imagination that we've been given, right? Using these natural abilities and these natural gifts that we have, we're going to ask questions and we're going to seek answers from God. And I bet that if we listen in our hearts and in our minds, we'll receive answers from him because he's loving and he wants to speak to us. And so the way that this works, right, is that like God's never going to force himself on us. He's never going to force us to like allow him to come into our hearts or into our minds and speak to us. It has to be like an act of the will, right? It has to be something that we're open to. And so when we ask him these questions in just a minute, whatever the first thing that comes to our mind is, I want us to just like grab onto that, like take hold of it. Because sometimes God speaks to us in ways that don't really make sense at first. But then when we push in, when we press in and ask him more, then we realize that he knows exactly what we need to hear at all times. And so again, if you guys are wanting to hear the voice of God tonight, we're just going to put our hands out in our lap again. And we're just going to pray a simple prayer to start off, so you can repeat after me. Jesus, I give you permission to use my imagination to speak to me. I give you permission to show me images. I give you permission to speak your words tonight. Amen. And with our eyes still closed, what we're going to do is we're going to ask Jesus a simple question. And using our imaginations, We're going to see what he wants to speak to us tonight. So you can repeat after me. Jesus, do you love me? And with our eyes still closed, I want you to just raise your hand if you feel like God's responding to you right now. Awesome, you guys can put your hands down. Guys, about 3/4 of this room just raised their hands and said that God was speaking to them tonight. And that's incredible. That's amazing. Let's hear it for Jesus. That's amazing. Would somebody who's very bold, very brave, like to share something that God was speaking to you? Yes, what was it? Yeah, and that could be Jesus telling you, right, that, like, of course he loves you enough to even, like, sacrifice himself and to die for you. That's amazing. Awesome. Anybody else? Yeah, back there. Yes. That's amazing. Yes, that's so good. Jesus was laughing because that's a silly question. Of course he loves us. That's awesome. Sweet. So we're going to close our eyes and ask him another one. So you guys can repeat after me. Jesus, what do you think of me? And with your eyes still closed, just go ahead and raise your hand if you hear a response. Amazing. You guys can put your hands down. And would somebody like to share what God is speaking to you? There is no wrong answer. That's a really good word. She said, God said, you're my daughter and you're no longer broken. Amazing. Sweet. We're going to close our eyes and we're going to ask one more question tonight. So you can repeat after me. Jesus, what do you want to say to me right now? Go ahead and raise your hand if you think you're hearing him answer you. Awesome. You guys can go ahead and put your hands down. And before we move on, is anyone feeling particularly bold and want to share something that he's saying? Be brave. It's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. So guys, we can see that something so simple, right? Something that we all use every single day is something that maybe we didn't even know God is like yearning to use to speak to us at every moment, right? That he's never separated from us and that God isn't this like big like man in the sky that is going to speak to us through this booming voice or like, I don't know, when I was younger, I had this idea in my mind that if God was going to speak to me, it was going to be some like crazy sign. It's going to be like a burning bush or like light beam coming out of the clouds or something. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, God definitely has the power to do that, and he has before. But there's something, there's a saying. I forget who said it, so we're just going to have to bear with me here. But it said that, like, God's first language is silence, right? That he actually loves to speak to us in the silence. That so often it's not in like the loudness and the bustle and the craziness of our days, but it's in those moments where our hearts are quieted and we're open, where he wants to speak to us the most. And he wants to use that imagination, right, that he's given us to do that each and every day. And so why is this important? Guys, it's important because I have seen lives changed simply because of the realization that God is present with us. Right? I have seen like lives completely transformed simply because God spoke a word to somebody that struck their heart. And I've seen it in so many of our campers, but I've also seen it in myself. That I wasn't always my entire life this like perfect little missionary. I'm definitely not a perfect little missionary now, but it wasn't always this like beautiful image of like me pursuing holiness and like helping bring others there with me. Like, it didn't always look like that. But my life changed and did a complete turnaround during this one moment on this one retreat where I had the very same realization that so many of our campers do. So if I can just share a little bit about myself with you guys tonight, trying to like meet you here on this level. And we're going to be honest that like my life wasn't always perfect and it isn't now. That one of my first memories was actually of a sexual abuse that happened when I was really, really little. And this thing that happened actually shaped my view of myself and the world around me and the people around me and the relationships that I had. It took everything that was in my life and it made it a little bit crooked. And the way that I saw things around me, like, it changed. And growing up, like, due to this, like, traumatic event, all through middle school and through high school, I suffered with, like, mental illnesses, right? And I suffered with PTSD, and I struggled believing that I was safe in crowds, and I struggled believing that I was truly loved when people said that they did love me. And I struggled trusting people, right? And I had all of these things that were holding me back from this relationship that I was told I should have with Jesus, but I didn't know what it would look like. I was raised as a Christian my entire life, but somehow in my mind, it didn't add up that God was good and he was loving and he wanted good things for me. But my only experience of life so far had been people that took advantage of me. And it just didn't make sense. And so my life reflected that. I was confused. And I was sad. And I was lonely. But all of that changed one night my senior year of high school. When I had gone to the summer camp that I now work at, which is just funny how that turns out. But I was there because my parents forced me to go. And I was there and I didn't want to be, and I was super fed up with the idea of God and just very frustrated with the Christianity that I had been presented. But something in me that night knew there was still a longing, and I knew that I had tried everything else. I had tried friends, I had tried sports, I had tried clothing, I had tried like everything. And I was never satisfied. And so I decided, all right, what have I got to lose? I'm gonna give it one more try. And so that night as I entered into a time of worship, I went and I knelt down on the altar and I looked up at the cross. And I remember praying like the most authentic prayer of surrender that I had ever spoken in my entire life. And I remember that night particularly feeling this like weight of all of these burdens and all of these feelings and all of the things that had happened to me. And I just didn't want it anymore. I'm sure that some of you guys have been there before. That you don't want to carry the things that we carry. But that night, the voice of God spoke to me in this moment of pure like desolation. And he said, Abby, this burden was never yours to carry in the first place. It was never yours to carry in the first place. And that night I saw in my mind this vision of Jesus on the cross. And I saw him hanging there, and below him I saw all of these scenes in my life that had played out, the times where I had been hurt the most, or the times where I felt the most desolate, the times where I felt the most neglected. And I looked up at the face of Jesus on this cross, and I saw him weeping into these moments. And for the first time, guys, I understood that I wasn't alone. That actually in a place where I had thought that I was abandoned, and I had thought that he didn't care, and I had thought that God wasn't real, he was suffering with me. And he was weeping for me. And that's not just his response to me. It's his response to all of us. I think so often as Christians, our first response to any kind of suffering is like, oh, well, must be God's plan. Right? Like, I'm just gonna keep going because this must be God's plan for me. Right? No, God's plan for you is not suffering. God's plan for you was never suffering. There was no suffering in the garden. He didn't plan for your suffering, but he has a plan for your suffering. And that plan is to turn it into beauty. But first we have to let him. First we have to let him. Because it's not about God forcing his way in on us. It's not about him like prying open the little bars that we built up around our hearts. It's actually about us voluntarily handing him the key and saying, I'm wide open because I know that there is no other way to happiness. I know that there is no other way to fulfillment. And I know that there is no other way that I'm going to find the love that I will encounter in the heart of Jesus. And so today, right, we're here tonight for him. We're not here for the music, and we're not here for even the community, or we're not here for the speaker. Like, we're here for Jesus. And as we enter into this Christmas season, this Advent season, right, so much of our lives during this time is preoccupied with gifts. Like giving to each other, giving to family members, and it's good. But I wonder if we would allow ourselves to be gift to him tonight. I wonder if we would allow ourselves to empty of ourselves so that he can fill us with everything that he has for us. I wonder if we would maybe for a second stop thinking of Advent as the season where we're waiting for Jesus and realize that he's waiting for us. He always has been. He always will be. But what if he didn't have to anymore? What if we consciously made the decision to allow him to fill us and to take the burden, to take all of the yuck, to take the mess and the emptiness that we feel and fill it with his love? And the way that we do that is through knowing him. The way that we do that is through hearing his voice, right? The way that we bring Jesus into the world is by entering into relationship, into intimacy with him. And so tonight, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to invite back up the worship band. We're just going to enter into another song. But as we do, my challenge for you guys tonight is, will we let him be the center of our hearts? Maybe for the first time. Will we stop giving in to the fear that he's not going to fill us and just trust for this one moment that maybe he is who he says he is? And maybe it's not all lies. Maybe it's just that we've been experiencing a different kind of Christianity than the one that Jesus intended. So I'm going to invite the worship band back up. And as they begin to play, we have these tools, right? We have the ability to hear the voice of God. And tonight, let's just ask him. Let's ask him to fill us. Maybe we don't know what that looks like. Maybe it's a little scary because we've tried to be filled before and it hasn't worked. But let's ask him an authentic cry of surrender. And let's let the Lord do what he does best. Let's allow him to fill our hearts tonight.